Case blinks. "Do we have a past, then?" Stonestreet asks. "History is a best-guess narrative about what happened and when," Biggin says, his eyes narrowing. "Who did what to whom? With what? Who won? Who lost? Who mutated? Who became extinct?" "The future is there," Case hears herself say, "looking back at us, trying to make sense of the fiction we will have become. And from where they are, the past behind us will look nothing at all like the past we imagine behind us now." "You sound oracular," white teeth. "I only know that the one constant in history is change. The past changes. Our version of the past will interest the future to about the extent we're interested in whatever past the Victorians believed in. It simply won't seem very relevant." What she's actually doing here is channeling Parkerboy from memory, a thread with Filmy and Maurice, arguing over whether or not the footage is intended to convey any particular sense of period, or whether the apparently careful lack of period markers might suggest some attitude on the maker's part to time and history, and if so, what? Now it's Biggin's turn to chew, silently, looking at her very seriously. He drives a maroon Hummer with Belgian plates, wheel on the left. Not the full-on Uber vehicle like a Jeep with glandular problems, but some newer, smaller version that still manages to look no kinder, no gentler. It's almost as uncomfortable as the bigger ones, though the seats are upholstered with gloves soft skin. What she'd liked, all she'd liked, about the big ones, had been the huge transmission hump, broad as a horse's back, separating driver from passenger. But of course, their effect had changed entirely once the actual original Humvee had become a fixture on the streets of New York. Never her idea of a date vehicle, your old-school Civvy Hummer. And this little one has her closer to Big End, who's placed his chocolate-brown Stetson on the downscaled hump between them. Mirror World Traffic has her foot foolishly working a phantom brake as though she, seated on the British driver's side, should be doing the driving. She clutches her East German envelope in her lap and tries not to do that. Big End's made it plain that he won't think of her taking a cab, though neither, apparently, would he think of re-summoning the Blue Ant car and its natty driver. Nor will he countenance her suggestion of the tender mercies of the Bow Road Tube. The rain is done, the air clear as glass. She spots a cluster of signage denoting things Smithfield as they whip through a roundabout and thinks that they are near the market. "We'll have a drink," Hubertus Biggin says. "In Clerkenwell,